Hi there. The word for you today is, what's good for the goose? In Matthew 6, verse 26, Jesus said, look at the birds in the sky. In the world of geese, the aged, the very young, and the infirm are actually kept protected in the rear of the formation. But they aren't isolated, discounted, or considered useless. They fulfill a vital role. You say, what's that? They become the honking section and cheer for the leaders. Inevitably, bad weather threatens the mission. The going gets tough and the tough are struggling. From the rear of the formation, a lone honk sounds, initiating a chorus of honking encouragement for the point goose. Paul understood this. He writes, and I quote, encourage one another and build each other up. He knew that we all need a honking section, supporting us with uplifting words and prayer. We need those who say, we're behind you. We've got your back. Listen to Paul, 2 Thessalonians 3:13, but you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. Let me tell you this. Many a servant of Christ has crossed their deepest valley on a wing, a prayer, and a honk from some old pockmarked, battle-hardened, straggled-feathered, half-bald honker of encouragement who was just too stubborn to let a brother or sister quit on their watch. Occasionally a strident, out of tune goose complains loudly and irritatingly, but within moments the honking section kicks in, drowning out the grumbler, restoring order and unity. You know what? The church's problem isn't too many people speaking negatively. That is a problem, but it's not the big problem. The big problem is too few people speaking positively. So when somebody cries defeat, honk back, victory. When they cry fear, honk back, faith. A few words of encouragement can overpower a storm of complaints. So join the honking section and be known as a Barnabas, whose name actually means the son of encouragement.